shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day, and new this morning, we have a level 3 risk of severe storms in our southern counties and a wind advisory for the entire viewing area. I'll show you what to expect.
Also, a man is injured after a shooting in Raleigh. Brett Neese is on the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where police have been investigating for hours.
Breaking news, an early morning crash on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. What we've learned about the condition of one person who was involved.
And this morning, we are learning more about the Alaska Airlines plane at the center of an investigation as the missing part of that plane that blew off mid-flight was found overnight in someone's backyard. 4:30 is the time as we bring you inside our WRAL newsroom. You heard the voice, now you see. our first full work week of the new year welcomes back Renee Chu.
Thank you. Great to be back with all of you. Happy belated new year. Yeah, spent the last 2 weeks in Taiwan, spent time with my family. We had safe travels, though. No chunks of plane blowing out.
Yes, goodness.
I know when I saw that, but getting caught up on a lot of things. So I'm a little jet lagged. I got up at 1 in the morning. It's a 13-hour time difference, so I'm actually awake right now. So
surprise.
Ready to go.
No surprise there's a little jet lag there, yeah. But it's great to have you back. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And look what we have for you when you come back. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. A lot going on there.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hey, it's so great to have you back. Yes, okay, weather alert day for tomorrow. Brand new this morning, we have a level 3 risk for severe storms. That is definitely unusual for us, even in the springtime. It's not something that we see very often, just really a handful of times per year. So something that we'll be very cautious of tomorrow. We're going to walk through the timeline for that line of thunderstorms that could produce tornadoes in our southern counties. Around the middle of the viewing area, it's a level 2 risk, and our northern counties have the smallest risk of wind damage. But everybody should be aware for tomorrow. We also have a wind advisory that's at level 1, 2, 3 risk is for the line of thunderstorms that'll come through during the evening. This is going to be during the daytime for tomorrow. So we'll see gusts up to 45 miles per hour, and that's in effect from 10 a.m. tomorrow till 10 p.m. Let's take a look at future cast for tomorrow. That rain starts by now. This is 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. So if you're up at this time, the rain will likely be falling already. It will be windy. We are not looking at anything frozen. That will all be well to our north and west. As a matter of fact, this is going to be a warm system. It'll feel like severe weather. At lunchtime, there may be a little bit of a break, and then more of those thunderstorms develop. Here comes the line at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can see it coming through the Piedmont. And then at 5 o'clock, it's to our west. So I'm hoping that everybody will be able to get home from work and school before it comes through. This is 7 o'clock starting to enter our viewing area. 8:30 right through the middle. And then by the time we get to 10 or 11 o'clock, it's pushing out of our viewing area. And then after that, we turn quieter for a period of time. Let's talk about this morning. Things are looking fine out there to start with. And temperatures are seasonably cool. This morning, we take a live look at Apex. 37 is our temperature. Our winds are calm right now. Our temperature is 32 in Roxborough and South Hill, mid to upper 30s for the rest of the viewing area. So we're above freezing. Temperatures will be cool this afternoon, though, with a high of 49.
Elizabeth, thanks. Police are working to make an arrest after a shooting that left a man seriously hurt in Raleigh. Brett Neese joins us live from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker from the scene on Cumberland Creek Road. Brett, investigators have been there for about 6 hours now, and it's still active.
It is, Renee, and it's looking like it's going to be like that for much of the morning. You can see all that crime scene behind me right here. This is the view at Lake Lynn. That's the name of this apartment complex. I want to get you right to the video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to show you what this looked like shortly after this happened around 10:30 last night. Here's what we know. Police tell us that a man had serious injuries due to being shot here around 10:30 last night, but they haven't said whether or not he was transported to the hospital. Around 2:30 this morning, the medical examiner's office did show up here at this scene. So we're working to piece some of these details together here this morning right now. But there is a lot of crime scene tape around this one building here at this particular apartment complex that is off of Lynn Road near the Lynn and Ray Road intersection, if you're familiar with that part of Raleigh. It's not a part of Raleigh where shootings happen very often. So we're also working to learn a little bit more about the circumstances surrounding this particular one. Police tell us they are looking for at least two suspects. They say that witnesses told them two people fled this scene in a car shortly after this happened. So we're working to find out some more information about that part of the story as well. A lot of moving parts out here, a lot of questions that are unanswered, but it's still early on in this investigation. I'll be out here and I'll let you know of any updates that come along. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
All right, Brett, thanks for that. And more breaking news out of Raleigh. Police responded to an early morning crash on Glenwood Avenue at the intersection of Lynn Road. This happened shortly after 2 a.m. We know at least one person was taken to the hospital. No word on that person's condition. We are working to learn more in the investigation and if anyone else was hurt.
With the WREL Weather Alert Day on our radar for tomorrow, Duke Energy crews are preparing for strong winds and the potential for power outages. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning. Laura, what are crews doing today to get ahead of tomorrow's severe weather?
Hey, Renee, good morning. Yes, a Duke Energy spokesperson tells me that he will be meeting here with their storm team later this morning to discuss their response. He says that the next 24 hours will be really crucial. That's why they're going to continue to monitor the forecast. But right now, we do know that strong winds is a major concern. And he tells me because the severe weather will likely be so widespread across the state, deciding where to position crews ahead of time can be difficult. The potential for outages, downed power lines, and trees across the state is very high. The utility has thousands of line entry workers in the Carolinas and many in the Triangle right now who work around the clock to kind of get ahead of these major weather events.
We do trim trees year round. We do a lot of work to keep clearances around our power lines so that we can cut down on the number of outages we experience during storms. That's part of our grid strengthening activities. You know, we've been working to upgrade our poles and lines over the last few years to make them stronger and more resistant to severe weather. That work is ongoing, but those benefits are already beginning to deliver.
And so with that said, he also tells me that they have a new tool, which is technology installed across the system that can automatically detect a power outage and can reroute power to other lines to restore service faster. Again, they're going to continue to monitor the forecast, but we expect to learn more later today from the utility about their response, where they're going to be putting crews as the day progresses. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
A Raleigh man charged in a murder-for-hire plot has a first court appearance today. Wake Forest police say Rhett Barlow asked someone to kill a man named Donald Calder Jr. Back in 2016, Calder had been involved in a crash on Capitol Boulevard. That crash killed Barlow's mother, high school teacher Michelle Barlow. Calder was charged with misdemeanor death by vehicle and failure to reduce speed. Barlow is in jail under $1 million secured bond. He was arrested at Fort Liberty.
The mother of a Durham man killed in a shooting in Hillsboro wants to make sure the teens accused in his death don't get off easy because of their age. We caught up with Tashauna Parker again this weekend after a 17-year-old became the fourth person charged in her son's murder. Parker's son, Kaylee, was shot and killed September 13th. He was 20 years old. Three people, including two teens, were arrested in September and October, and the fourth, another teen, was arrested January 4th.
Gun violence is everywhere. Why it has, you know, come to the teen community as strongly as it has, I cannot fathom it. Like, it makes absolutely no sense.
The teen who was arrested last week is facing charges including robbery and aiding and abetting first-degree murder. Investigators say they believe everyone who was involved in the killing is now in custody.
Nevin City Council will hold a public hearing today on a controversial development proposal. Buc-ee's has proposed building a 75,000-square-foot facility on 32 acres. Buc-ee's is a massive gas station restaurant complex found in other parts of the country. Those against the development have concerns about quality of life and the environment. In December, the Nevin Planning Board voted 6-3 to recommend denying rezoning for the project. Today's city council meeting starts at 6 in the Glendale Stevenson Municipal Building.
New this morning, the Boeing jet that suffered an in-flight blowout was not being used for flights to Hawaii. That's because a warning light that indicated a problem with pressurization lit up on three different flights. Just after midnight, National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy said Alaska Airlines restricted the plane from long flights over water, so if the warning light reappeared, the plane could quickly return to an airport. The new photo here shows investigators examining the Boeing 737-9 MAX over the weekend. The FAA is making it clear those planes will remain grounded until investigators understand why the blowout happened. Homendy says the pressurization light might be unrelated to Friday's incident. NBC's Tom Costello talked with her about why the timing was critical.
What could have happened if this had been at 34,000 feet and passengers and flight attendants were up moving about the cabin?
First of all, this would have been a much more violent explosion of that plug.
Investigators say the lost door plug was found last night near Portland, Oregon. A school teacher found it in his backyard. Coverage on the chaotic scene on this plane continues this morning on Today.
The Buffalo Bills are champions of the AFC East once again. The Bills knocked off the Miami Dolphins in the final game of the NFL regular season last night, right here on WREL. Buffalo was trailing by 7 in the fourth quarter and ended up winning it 21-14. It was the Bills' fifth win in a row to end the season, leapfrogging them over the Dolphins for the division title. The Bills will now host Pittsburgh in the first round of playoffs. The Dolphins still get in as a wild card, and they'll play Kansas City in the opening round. You can catch the start of the NFL playoffs this past weekend right here on WREL and Fox 50. At 4:30 on Saturday, the Cleveland Browns play the Houston Texans on WREL. At 4:30 on Sunday, the Green Bay Packers travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Fox 50. And at 8 Sunday night, the Detroit Lions host the Los Angeles Rams on WREL.
More than a week after a massive earthquake hit Japan, people are still being rescued from the rubble. We'll show you the moments crews found a 90-year-old woman who was trapped in a collapsed home.
And this is a live look at Apex this morning. Today's weather will be calm and cool. Tomorrow, we're expecting gusty winds and storms. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will explain the impacts and the timing of our WREL Weather Alert Day when we come back.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44, and tomorrow is a WREL Weather Alert Day. The wind is going to be the biggest issue here. We're going to see winds gusting to 45 miles per hour before we see a strong line of thunderstorms during the evening. Heavy rain, 2 to 3 inches, could cause some minor flooding, and tornadoes are not out of the question as we have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. We're going to go over all of that coming up. But let's get you out the door first. We take a live look at Durham. Our skies are mostly clear. We're going to see a little bit of cloud cover to start with. Our temperatures are chilly, 26 in Southern Pines, 33 in Tarboro, 34 Irwin, 32 South Hill, it's 40 in Goldsboro. That's one of our warmer spots. So obviously it's January. The kids will be dressed in their winter coats this morning, heading out the door. 51 for our high temperature this afternoon, but it'll feel colder with that in the wind chill. I'll show you coming up.
New this morning, rescue workers saved a woman in her 90s, more than 120 hours after a powerful earthquake hit Japan. She was found in a collapsed home following the 7.6 magnitude earthquake that hit on New Year's Day. According to government officials, 126 people have been confirmed dead and more than 200 are still missing.
Authorities in Florida are increasing the reward for information leading to an arrest in a deadly mall shooting 2 days before Christmas. The Ocala Police Department is now offering $20,000 for information about Albert Shell Jr. He's accused in the shooting that left a 40-year-old man dead and another woman hurt. Police say they believe this was a targeted shooting. Deputies in Harnett County are looking for a man wanted for murder. Anthony Washington was found shot and killed Sunday morning in the Winding Ridge, Sanford area. Police believe Tamir Jones is responsible for his death. He's wanted for first-degree murder and is currently on the run. If you see him or know where he is, call police.
Some St. Augustine's University students are left stranded after the university announced the first 2 weeks of classes this semester will be virtual. An email was sent to students just days before in-person classes were supposed to start. In that email, the interim president said the university would be going virtual to make sure dorms and classrooms are in good condition. We spoke to a mom of a St. Aug student who said her son drove 3 hours to check in on Friday. He's now sleeping on the couch at a family member's home, nearly an hour away from the university. He also works in Raleigh, so he's unable to make it to his job.
Very depressed right now because he had plans to be back in school, back with his friends, going to work, and he's just not able to do none of that. And now he got to figure out how he's going to check into class because they told him 3 days before they're supposed to start school.
The interim president wrote that the university will find students a place to stay if they check in this week. Classes will return in person January 22nd, and students can return to campus starting on the 19th.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina this week. The vice president will be in Charlotte this Thursday. She will talk about how to reduce gun violence in America. Harris will be joined by educators, counselors, and parents. This will be the vice president's ninth trip to North Carolina since taking office.
We have a traffic alert for drivers in Clayton starting tomorrow. Central Street between Main Street and Front Street will close from 9 until 5 p.m. This is so the railroad can change out a rail crossing there, and drivers should use the detour on North Church Street.
It is 4:48. Let's get you caught up on the WRL weather alert day for tomorrow. And Elizabeth, that wind advisory is new.
It is. And so is our level three risk for severe storm. So now that we're, 24 hours or so out from this event, we're starting to see more of these advisories coming down. The wind advisory is in effect during the day and into the evening. So we're going to see some strong gusty winds even before the line of thunderstorms comes through. Heavy rain, 2 to 3 inches, which could cause some minor flooding. It's that level 2 to 3 risk for severe storms that we're especially concerned about, especially the level three in our southern county. So let's take a look at what's happening right now. This is the system that's going to come through and bring us some very interesting weather for tomorrow, potentially some severe weather. There will be some snow with this, but just not for our viewing area. We take a look at that level three risk for severe storms. That's brand new this morning. And you can see that's where we'd be most likely to have a few tornadoes. The timeline for that is going to be the evening, starting around 7, continuing until around 11 p.m. in our southern counties. Our central counties, including the Triangle, a level two risk, and then our north and west counties, a level one risk. It's less likely that we'll have any wind damage there, but not out of the question. Wind advisory covers the time before the thunderstorms begin. We'll see south winds up to 25, steady gusting to 45, and of course that could cause some issues as well. Those strong gusts could easily cause some power outages. We take a look at futurecast, and kicking things off at around 4:30 tomorrow morning, we start to see some rain rolling in, some wintry precipitation way up into Virginia, but well to the west of us. So that's not anything that we'll be concerned about. We'll see scattered rain and windy conditions up through lunchtime, and then we'll start to watch the development of our squall line. At 3 o'clock, you can see it back to our west across the Piedmont. At 5 o'clock, it is still west of our viewing area, but by 7 o'clock, it is starting to move into our viewing area. That strong line that you can see coming through, this is where we'd have the best chance of strong damaging winds and possibly tornadoes. 8:30 in the middle of the viewing area, our eastern counties at 10 p.m., and by 11 o'clock, it has moved out. Now, that timing could change just a little bit, but I'm feeling pretty confident in that timeline, starting from 7 until about 11 p.m. We take a look at Wednesday. It all moves out. Wednesday is going to be a much quieter day. Again, we're looking at as much as 2 to 3 inches of rain across our viewing area. That is likely to break our daily records, but may not cause severe flooding. There could be some minor flooding with that. So taking a look at Apex this morning, all is quiet. Our temperature 37. Our dew point's down at 23. We don't yet have cold enough temperatures for widespread frost. We have dropped to 26 in Southern Pines. It's 32 in South Hill and in Roxborough, so there could be a little patchy frost there. It is colder than it was yesterday, anywhere from 5 to almost 20 degrees colder. Our high temperature 51 in Raleigh, 50 in Durham, and 52 in Fayetteville. It will become breezy for us already today, so it's going to feel like 46 degrees at 3 o'clock and 43 at 5 o'clock. That's nothing dangerous, but it will feel cooler than it actually is because of the winds that will start to pick up today. Again, tomorrow's a WRL weather alert day. After that, weather is fairly quiet, but we do have a chance of rain the first half of the weekend.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, really exciting. Earlier this morning, a new rocket took off from Cape Canaveral in Florida. What could be the first commercial lander to touch down on the moon and the first lunar landing mission to launch from the U.S. since 1972. This is the Vulcan Centaur rocket. It took off from Cape Canaveral about 2:18 this morning. The launch vehicle sent the lunar lander called Peregrine on its way to the moon. That detached at about 3 o'clock this morning. If all goes according to plan, the lander could touch down on the moon February 23rd. As far as what's on board this rocket, NASA science instruments, as well as human remains that were sent on board by Space Burial Company. So a very exciting launch, could be the first lunar landing since the 70s.
Cool. Thanks, Michelle. Coming up, an achievement for former President Barack Obama, what he won during the Creative Arts Emmy Awards.